business, and it's for this commission to decide those situations, but I don't know whether that it's under what I see is you're presenting, so you think maybe it might be those situations where a business was and it went out of business, and it's your consideration as a home structure, or could be in a rented as a home. You know what I'm saying? I'm asking the question on
this particular property. It's a residence, but since it was on the highway, they used it as a business. And I forget what the business was, construction company or something, for a period of time. Well, when our field appraisers drive by and they see it's a business, then we put it on, change it from residential to commercial. And then we keep our eye out as we're going along when it goes back, if it goes back the other way. And that's what's happened in this case. The example you're giving, I'm not sure I follow you 100%, but if it's a residence that's being rented out, as long as it's on a monthly basis, it's longer.
That's residential anyways.
Then it's residential anyway. So if that's what you're talking about, then it doesn't make any difference in your case.
Right. It's one circumstance. I know of more than one, but one circumstance that I know of there is a building that hasn't been commercially rented for 3 to 5 years. It even had a carport built on it so for people to be able to, like I said, it was split level, two apartments, basically, and some people even moved into the bottom of it. So I'm just asking a question when we run into this. I always refer them to the assessor, but I don't know whether they ever do that or not.
If there's a, well, again, if it's a commercial use, then we're responsible to.
Even if it's not rented, or if it's a.
We've had some that are commercial businesses, and I can think of one in Demers at Taneyville. We had a store there. It was a store for years and years, commercial for a long, long time. They closed the store, and he made it his home, so that I changed it to residence because it's a residence now, even though it was a commercial. But as a general rule, if it was commercial, say he closed that business and he didn't make it a residence, then it stays on the books as a commercial.
That's what I want to hear, so I can answer the question.
Change the use of it to residential or agriculture, then we change the classification.
Label that Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I've got as far as court orders today.
I've got another issue I need to bring, considering court orders. We had a few weeks ago a very large condominium project come to us, and it's our same old story. They were not watching, and they were paying commercial rate on lots and lots of rooms, and it was a timeshare situation where it was 2 or 3% should be commercial. Whole thing. They, of course, received an increase notice when we changed it to commercial because they didn't send in the letter. They paid their tax bill. Here we are at this time of year, and I didn't present it, but I told them I would bring it to you guys and see what's talking.
Do you have any evidence on it, or?
Yes, I've got good evidence.
So do you have it with you?
No, I said I didn't present it. I didn't put it in the list.
Can we put it on next week's?
Can if you like.
I don't care to look at it next week.
If.
I mean, I'm not going to look. If we can't look at it today, I'm not going to. We're not going to make a decision on it today if we don't have anything in front of us.
No. Here's my question, Brandon. Is that a reassessment? that a reassessment of the property in a non-reassessment year? I just don't know.
It's classification. And one question I have, I think we've talked about it when we visited about these along the way, is there some time, kind of like the one you just approved, how long will we go back? I mean, we went back 1 year on that. But how long are we going to... I question whether there should be a time limit on these condominiums that we go back and change.
I think I asked that in the very beginning.
But if,
as I see this different than I'm just asking questions.
I don't know, Dan.
We already got a commercial deal. The difference is the amount of time used commercially.
Is classification change an assessment change? And I would assume yes, but when was the classification change made? 2015 or 2016?
It's a cloudy subject to me. I think there's any clear.
Well, but when was it changed? 2015 or 16?
15. It changed in 15.
So if it changed in 15, he did it in an odd year, which is when the reassessment time is.
Right, and that's why we do all our condominiums.
Right.
And I didn't follow it again. But yes, sir, I thought you were talking about making a change.
No, he was asking.
I think you all have the ability, like you've done, to make a change
in a
year on a classification when it's erroneous.
Right. Yeah, it would be because it's erroneous, not because we're just changing.
No. That's where my problem is. It's erroneous because you're talking about percentage of use, because he's already said it was still used as commercial on a very small percentage.
Right.
So I believe when we had a couple of attorneys up here before us, before arguing about a deal, and we, at that time, they presented us with papers that showed that they had so many nights rented commercial and so many nights that it was residential, and we made that decision. I'm thinking that this is not a classification change because it's commercial part of the time and it's residential part of the time. You see what I'm saying?
But even if you go from 0 to 20, it's still a it's still a change. If he said, hey, it was not commercial at all, and now it's going to 5% commercial, it's still a